USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats want to burn cash on 1,000 unrelated things instead of getting money to the hands of the American people.
It's now been more than a week since Senate Republicans released a serious proposal for another major rescue package, $1 trillion for kids, jobs, and health care.
The Kentucky Republican speaking there on the Senate floor. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany adding during the White House press briefing,
Democrats, as I noted on Friday, were offered the Martha McSally bill, which would have been extending unemployment insurance for at least 7 days while these negotiations continue. That was rejected by Chuck Schumer.
Tropical storm Isai is continuing along the East Coast. It's about 60 miles southwest of Philadelphia, and it's still packing 70-mile-an-hour winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
A massive explosion hit a port area in Lebanon's capital city of Beirut, causing widespread damage in nearby neighborhoods. Hundreds of injuries have been reported and dozens are feared to be dead. More Americans are looking to buy guns lately. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Between the coronavirus pandemic and protests turning to riots in the streets of many cities, gun sales are setting records. CNN reports the FBI completed nearly 4 million firearm background checks in June, the highest ever recorded in a single month since the FBI system was put in place in 1998. The agency performed over 17 million between March and July, and that number was 12 million over the same period last year.
The Indy 500 announcing fans will not be allowed to watch the race in person later this month. The 104th running of the Great American Race set for August 23rd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge is delaying the removal of a Confederate statue in Virginia. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
A judge dismissed a legal challenge that had been blocking Virginia officials from removing a towering statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from the state's capital city, but he immediately imposed another injunction against dismantling the figure. The new 90-day injunction bars Governor Ralph Northam's administration from removing, altering, or dismantling in any way the larger-than-life statue of Lee on a prominent Richmond Avenue, while claims that a lawsuit filed by local property owners are properly litigated.
The distrust many Americans feel toward the news media is caught up, like much of the nation, in a partisan divide, and it only seems to be getting worse. That was the conclusion of a sobering new study of attitudes toward the press conducted by the Knight Foundation and Gallup. The study found that 71% of Republicans have a very or somewhat unfavorable opinion of the news media, while 22% of Democrats feel the same way. Switch it around, and 54% of Democrats have a favorable view of the media, and only 13% of Republicans feel the same way. The study also found that 73% of Americans feel there's too much bias in news reports. 54% of Americans also believe that reporters misrepresented facts, while 28% believe reporters were just making things up entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.